Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Come to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts. If there sounds like there's a little annoyance in my voice, it's because there is. Because we started recording our podcast and then the batteries crapped out and Paul and I are not in the same room because this stupid virus doesn't want us to be enjoying our lives. So we're having to do it remotely, and normally we would be on the same channel and everything would be going fine, but now we are in technical hell. I've got wires all over my desk. I've got headphones. I've got microphones. Different weird-ass computer adapters. AirPods, talking to Paul on the phone, trying to translate this all into the beautiful podcast that we can give all of you good people. But to be honest with you, it's about time we start wrapping this shit up and getting back to our lives.
So if it sounds like we've said this before, it's because we just did 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. I am excited to be doing the podcast. I hope you're doing well. I hope all your loved ones are safe and sound. I hope that everything is going okay and that your biggest problem is boredom. It's amazing how quickly everything starts to feel kind of normal. Like, you know, you're still kind of busy. You're just kind of in your house and not running around and stuff. And while I'm not enjoying it, while I'm not, while I don't want to continue doing it, I have to say it's not like that weirdness that you had like a week or two ago.
Yeah, I think we should do, like, there should be a national thing about when we think we're, like, 30 days away, we should have quarantine month, and then we can count down from 30. So,
yeah.
So it becomes, like, a celebration all the way down, and then that month didn't really count, you know? Because, like, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Everybody had their birthdays and all different stuff this month, and it feels like we skipped over them.
I know, exactly. It's like it didn't even exist, but enough already. What does this virus want from us? What does it really, really want from us? It's really a douchebag. It just comes along and just causes problems and gets nothing out of it. It doesn't get, you know, first class seats on the airplane. It doesn't get reservations at the good restaurants. It doesn't get first row at the big shows. It just does nothing. It does nothing and gets nothing. What does it want? Where is Elon Musk? That's my big question. I was asking that on the radio show this morning. Where is Elon? He's been quiet. Why isn't he showing up with his big blowtorch and ending this already?
I told you his big weakness is women. So my guess is he flirted with some girl on Twitter and they've been like meeting in those like bubble rooms or something, and he's chasing love instead of COVID-19. That's what I'm guessing.
It's the only thing that would make sense. The guy's normally on top of everything, normally is at the forefront. He's rescuing those kids in Guatemala that fell in the cave, and he was going to send a submarine after them. We've got traffic in New York City. Los Angeles, he decides he's going to build tunnels underground because he's so aggravated, and he's going to shoot us in pods from the valley to the airport in 3.5 seconds. The guy doesn't, there's not a problem that comes up that the guy doesn't say, I'm going to fix that. And then this one shows up, and he's nowhere to be found.
Nope.
If he is just playing spin the bottle with some
yep.
girl from UCLA, I'm going to be very upset with him.
I mean, that's the thing is, well, I also wanted to point to the fact that, Tom, you've always picked on my eating habits, but if all of us had just eaten peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the first 20 years of our lives, we wouldn't be in this mess right now.
You are 100% correct. 100%. Somebody looks at a disgusting bat and thinks that that looks like something that should be eaten. Someone in China sees this disgusting germ-infested thing with fangs, little weird ears, a disgusting turned-up nose, slimy gray body filled in with bat crap from all of his friends, sleeping upside down under a bridge, hanging by its claw-like feet. Some disgusting, vile person saw that and thought it looked like a bag of Cheetos. And because they decide to chop this thing up and put it down their fat face, the whole world is a disaster. Because you had to eat a bat.
Yeah, a bat. And also somebody decided to sell it to you. It's one thing if you're a hillbilly and you're cooking up raccoons or roadkill or something, but you went to the market and you bought bat.
Yeah. Disgusting, awful people eating bats and baby alligators and disgusting sea creatures. Just horrible. You're right, Paul. If the people had just ate some processed white bread and had a couple things of peanut butter, maybe some plain pasta, none of this would have happened.
Yeah, I mean,
you're right.
Well,
I stand corrected.
The next wave is going to be from your sardines, I feel like. So I think you need to get off.
Don't drag my sardines in with the bat world, that disgusting vampire bat world. The reason they came up with Dracula is because bats are creepy to begin with. And there's never been a villain named Sardine Man. Sardines are friendly little fish. Maybe they get greasy when they have to put them in little tin cans that you have to peel back. Maybe it gets a little weird, but they're never going to kill you. Not like the bats.
They definitely don't use a deodorant. I don't know what a bat smells like, but I'm guessing it's better than a sardine.
A bat smells like a sardine's ass. If you're able to find the asshole of a sardine and get in there close and take a snifferoo, that is what a bat smells like.
Don't act like you haven't, Tom. You probably buttered sardine butt on your sourdough, and Jim Harrison said it was a delicacy, so you tried it once.
I'll eat sardines till the day I die. You're never going to get me eating a bat. Disgusting, horrible people. Isn't that amazing? One person eats it. Take this latent thing, this disease that's been hanging out in bats for centuries, and now I can't go to the mall. I can't get a haircut. I got ear hairs growing into the upper part of my of my head hair. It's a disaster just because of this one jerk off decides that no, I have to eat a. I am going to have the bat. Ugh.
All right. Ridiculous. So what is the list of the positive? Because everyone's looking to you for guidance, Tom. So what are the? I have a list of pluses from the quarantine.
The pluses. Well, I will say I am enjoying being with my family. It's not often I get to stay with them for over a month straight. The turns out they are really great people. They have a lot of skills. They're very funny. They're fun to be around. I was thinking about that last night, that we were all hanging out and, you know, everybody has their moments when they want to be by themselves and have to, you know, just have some alone time, whatever. But for the most part, everybody hangs. Everybody's happy to be around each other. Everybody's got a very good sense of humor. And they're great people to be with. And I look forward to another month of not having to be on the road and be able to hang with them. So that is definitely a plus. Eating healthier, not ordering out, not getting from restaurants. You know, every time we always fill in the gaps by getting takeout or something, and you realize how much sugar and salt and stuff is thrown into these, even the healthy foods that you try and order. And you're always thinking, well, why aren't I losing weight?
Right.
I'm eating healthy. Even when I order out, I eat healthy. No, you don't. If you're getting from a restaurant, it's not healthy. Just the way it goes. And if you order again and again from a restaurant, I guarantee you it's not healthy. There's sugar put in there. There's a bunch of things, a ton of butter, a ton of salt. Things that you don't realize that go into these that make them addicting and make you want to go back. And it makes you fat. Just seeing, even when I'm home, even if I'm on days when I'm eating more than I normally do, I'm eating really healthy, good foods. Not crazy health foods, just real food.
Yeah.
You know, we're cooking more than ever. So that's been a nice thing. And I think that's the end of the list.
Yeah, from most of the people that I have one friend who has probably the biggest actual house that I know of for three kids, and he doesn't have enough space. and there's problems, and they have a giant yard and like a whole other garage and everything too, and he's just like, everyone's working from home. Everyone's interviewing from home. The big problem he has is Wi-Fi. How's your bandwidth going, Tom?
We're good. We're strong. We're solid.
That's good, because that's what I've heard is another problem with families that are all doing the same dumb app at the same time or trying to do these Zoom calls that look like they're from 1987. That cut
out. Yeah, I could see that. I can see that being a problem for sure. No, I brought up the other night, imagine if this had happened before the internet or before smartphones.
Yeah, crazy.
That'd be a whole nother level of, imagine just having to wait for the television to tell you what the updates were.
Well, I mean, my parents, I think it was 2012, went through an actual flood of my hometown of Owego, New York, that did take about a month or so to kind of get electricity back and running water back. So they actually have experienced something somewhat like this. So they're actually pretty comfortable because they kind of have everything they need, and it's better than it was back then for them. You know, that was only a month, so nobody knows how long this will be first, but for now, they seem pretty good. And then
that's good.
My brother, who's a surgeon, has proved to be the genius of all of us, and is on vacation this week.
What do you mean?
He put in for vacation like whatever last year.
Oh,
you know, it was supposed to be, I think he was looking at colleges for another niece of mine, and I guess, you know, everyone's kind of working on a budget, so they don't really want to, you know, take anyone's vacation back. They want them to take it. So he's actually off this week.
Wow, that's pretty good. And they don't have to call him in. How are things in Florida? That's where he is, right?
Yeah, he's in Florida with my nieces, you know, on the Atlantic side, and then my parents are on the Gulf side. So, I mean, it's still, you know, it's a busy place, and you know that's all people do is go to the beach and walk around. So I'm guessing it's tough, just like in LA, for people to not kind of get outside and do stuff. Although,
but he hasn't given you reports on his hospital and how busy they are.
Well, I mean, he seems to be okay. They separate. He's like a cancer surgeon, so they kind of separate his whole thing from all that stuff that's going on. But they seem to be doing like have enough stuff anyway.
Right.
And then, you know, that's the big thing is, you know, he's dealing with people that are already sick, so you have to keep them away from any of the virus stuff, because that's kind of the big problem that people are having, you know. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, what would you do if you had it? The last place you would go is a hospital, right? I would think. Unless you were like...
Oh, it would take so much to get me to go to a hospital right now.
You would probably, in an effort to keep it away from the rest of your family, I bet you would quarantine in the Tesla, and that's a dream that you've had in the last couple of days.
Yeah, just to tell my family that I have to live in my car.
Could you do it? Do you think anyone's doing it? You just leave it plugged in the garage?
Yeah, and I know. I just visit it once in a while because I'm not able to drive it very often.
Oh, that's all I'd be doing. Oh, by the way, that's one of the cool things that I've done is I realized that what I need to do, Tom, is to become very successful so I can move to Malibu like all those people that we make fun of. Cause it's a
what do you mean?
It's a beautiful place. That's what I've been, you know, driving out there because there's like 22 miles of coastline, so you can just kind of get out and walk out there. And I need to buy a house next to Bill Murray somehow. So,
so you've just been getting in your car to keep your sanity and just going for drives?
Because I do like driving anyway. But there's one there's one store. That was the other thing I was going to ask you. So what time are you going to the grocery store when you go? You're not going at like the end of the day when there's nobody there?
No, I had to go on Monday, and because my schedule was so packed with all this other stuff, I had to go pretty much at prime time. I went at noon, and not the best time to go.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of people. They were keeping you in line before you went inside, and everybody had to wear masks, and it wasn't crowded by any means, you know, because they're controlling that, but not a good time to go. And now they're saying that we shouldn't go for the next 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
They're saying if you, at least in California, in LA, you should be doing delivery over these 2 weeks and don't come over to the stores.
Yeah, I mean, I found like a store in the suburbs that had stuff when nobody else had it. Remember, you know, and everyone cleaned everything out. So, which that kind of place is right on the canyon towards Malibu. So I would go there, like, you know, I don't know. I would go closer to like the end of the day. So like the last time I went to that store, I was literally the only one in the grocery store other than the people that worked there. So it was kind of nice.
Is it still like that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I think there's very few places that are open till like 9 or 9:30. And most people want to do the shopping before that. But I'm one of those people. I always like going places when it's less busy or like at the end of the day. So...
Yeah, no, that's smart. I was thinking that, like, I should be going in, like, later.
Yeah, I think everyone goes early because they think that's when everything is getting stocked up. But, you know, for the most part, if you're just buying regular stuff, they still have enough. Is there anything you notice that they're out of that you can't get?
Yeah. In my place, the big things are oat milk.
Really?
My kids really like oat milk, and we haven't been able to get that. The bread aisle seemed pretty healthy this time. They like that finally caught up. There was still some like the whole toilet paper towel aisle. That thing is all shot.
Right.
The frozen food section, very few things in there. Those really haven't come back. But again, the lean cuisine, if you're into lean cuisines, man, those things are apocalypse proof.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. They're just, it's the only thing in the store is the lean cuisine.
Ah, because I got some of the California Pizza Kitchen, the frozen pizzas, which I don't know.
Yeah, they did have some of those. That's an interesting thing. I think maybe because they're expensive. I don't know why those were still there.
Yeah, well, that's when you posted your pizza. I actually did a pizza challenge with you. I don't know if you saw it, but my crust looked pretty good, even though I didn't prepare not mine.
I took a run at baguettes. If people want to learn how to bake bread, again, go to Getting Baked with Tom Papa on my new YouTube channel, where we posted up all of our sweet videos, and I ventured off. I didn't post this, but I ventured off into baguette land the other day.
Oh,
that was a moderate success. I would say I got through it, but there's a long way to go to make those things right. The flavor was amazing. The texture was pretty good, but They kind of look like someone whose penis had elephantitis.
Well, it's just everything's different according to size and shape, right? So you've mastered the round sourdough.
Right, exactly. And this is a whole nother can of worms, which is fine, but it's also a little frustrating. I need to find some shortcuts. Some of the things that when you're making something that's complicated, you don't want to like fail at the end of 3 days. Like I'd rather fail in the same day that I start. So but, I gotta figure that one out.
But I will say, if you were cooking bread regularly, like what's the most that you could output? Like you couldn't do like two a day, could you?
Sure.
Because you could definitely, you could definitely sell that at this point. If you never did comedy again, you could do that.
My whole Instagram is filled with people begging for me to sell them my bread. It's becoming a thing. Like maybe this is stupid not to, because we just talk about it so much and so put up so many pictures about it, and people are so into it, and sending the number of people that have been sending me pictures of what they've been accomplishing through my inspiration. It's just been really great, really fun. But let's not be foolish about it. We should be profiting off of this. We should be making some of that bread money.
Yeah, that was
and my daughter's cranking out these amazing biscuits.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, we were thinking we might go into business together.
That's what I would have said. Is you know the next Netflix special, they let you take over one of these bakeries in LA and just cook up a bunch of stuff, and then get in the Tom Papa bread truck and drive around LA and say specials out tomorrow. I don't know. What would you? Could you maybe to slow it down? You could sell like some kind of sandwich, like with slices of the bread, or would you just sell whole sourdough things?
No, you'd have to sell them. You'd have to sell them, but you don't have to. Just whatever you make is what is for sale that day. And once you're out, you close up shop. That's just the way it goes.
Right.
And you know, I'm not sure how we're going to do it, but it seems like we might as well.
Well, I mean, I do.
Who knows? When we're let out of our houses, maybe we won't have the time. But yeah. Right now, it seems to make a lot of sense.
Well, I do see that's what people are doing, like farmers market kind of people, and even I think that one lady, that the Kate's Bread lady, like they just take like orders for the next week, and then they drop them off or something. So if you had all the people,
yeah, exactly. But again, you know, we've talked about this before. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, and for cranking it out in your kitchen, and you know, that's one thing. You need like if you have a real oven and you can crank out 20 at the same time, that's one thing. To be doing two in your Dutch oven, I mean,
right.
You'd have to work around the clock, and you'd end up with like a half a dozen things.
Yeah.
It would take a lot. Hey, we have here's one way we're making money. We have a sponsor this week. This is the same one that we had last week, our good friends at MyBookie. MyBookie is a way that you can get your gambling jones on while you're in a world with no sports right now. It's mybookie.ag. As sports have come to a screeching halt with basketball benched and pitchers off the mound, our friends at MyBookie are not going to let you down. They want you to stay sane and stay entertained with access to favorite games like blackjack, roulette, slots, war, and more. It doesn't matter whether you're out on the front lines or quarantined at home, the fun doesn't have to come to an end with MyBookie. If you like video poker, there are nonstop 24 hours a day casino dealers online that you can play. You can also bet on esports. You can actually gamble on virtual action from NBA 2K20. Plus, you can always do your part to make your bankroll great again by taking advantage of shifting odds on political bets. So you can trust the industry leaders in times like these. They're reliable, upright, and best of all, they pay fast when you win. So, Paul, Visit mybookie.ag and use the promo code PAPA, P-A-P-A, for 150% bonus on your first casino deposit.
Nice.
That's promo code PAPA, P-A-P-A, to receive 100% cash bonus on your first deposit, and you can claim those extra funds all the way up to $750.
Yeah, and
mybookie.ag. You spin, you win, you get paid.
Now, will we be able to bet on your sourdoughs per week? That's what I want to do. The over-under right now is 7.
Ooh, 7. In a week?
Yeah.
If that was your bet this week, you would have, I'd see, I made 1, 2, 3, 4. And then if you add the baguettes, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Ah, see, we're close. That's what the line is. Maybe they'll include you in the line. Because I don't think you don't have a set number of breads you make per week, right? It's just when you get the feeling,
no.
When you get the spirit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, exactly. It's, I went to go get some elk from our friend Joe Rogan the other day, because I was running low on meat, and he has this, you know, tons and tons of elk. So I went over to get some supplies from him and gave him one of my breads, and he posted it. I posted a picture of my bread online that he put some butter on, and his audience is so huge. I think it was like 150,000 likes on one photo of my bread.
And you get stuck with elk? I think you got screwed on that trade.
No, it's good stuff. I mean, every time I go, when I put on my mask and go to the food store, I don't have to go to the meat section.
Well, you don't have to anyway, really, because is your family breaking down? Is anybody going meat, or are they all staying?
No, it's just me. I'm thinking about making some chicken today. I've found a pretty cool recipe for this chicken, so Bella and I are probably going to eat that.
Nice.
It's so funny. Bella, at this point, my dog knows. My dog is so keyed in that she knows when she hears a certain spatula come out of the drawer that I'm going to use on the grill. It's like a metal spatula. When she hears that thing sliding out of the drawer, wherever she is, she could be asleep in another room. Within 2 seconds, she's standing right next to me, like, what's going on? Where are we going?
Yeah, I'm guessing this is screwing up her nap schedule with having all these people around.
Oh, yeah, this dog loves to sleep. Just nonstop. It's almost like our activities are too much for her. She's getting a little chubby, though. She's not able to go out to the parks and run as much.
Yeah.
I'm sneaking her some food on the side. She's starting to get a little chubby.
So, wait, you're not getting out to drive at all? That's what I thought you would do with the Tesla.
No, very little. Very little. I know. Where am I going to go? Just drive around in circles?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you drive up the coast. There's no traffic, so you can just drive from, like, Santa Monica all the way out to Malibu and just look at the ocean and get out and get some air and, I don't know. That's what I did before I moved here. When if I was in L.A., I would go out there.
I thought the beaches were closed.
Well, they are, but, I mean, it's not a beach. It's just the whole thing is coastline, so you can just stop on the side of the road and just go out. I mean, there's no, that's what Malibu is. It's just the whole coast. And
right.
I will say this, there's a funny, so basically I've never taken it all the way up. You can kind of take it all the way up to, there's a place called Point Magoo, which I think is like a army base or something. Mm-hmm. And so when it starts to go back north towards like the 101, there's kind of this it's almost like an overlook of the ocean, like way it's like these huge mountains. And I found this road, which I guess got washed off. That's like the craziest road I've ever seen. It's like it goes all the way to the top of this mountain, and you can see the ocean and everything. And it's brand new paved. So the lookout was like amazing. I just went all the way up this thing, and it was like a road out of the movies. It was like this windy, turny thing, but it was a brand new road. So I was like, oh, this is great. And I was like just looking out and I got this great view of the ocean and stuff. And then I realized that like this is where all the douchebag Porsche owners go to like take their cars right out for a spin. So they're like, before I even got to the bottom, there was like five or six Porsches just like zooming in and out of there. So I guess it's right, like kind of a known thing, but it was a pretty cool like just drive to get up there and see the ocean and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I think I'd do that like once in a while anyway, just get a drive and get some ideas. You never done that before?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good idea. I think my kids would enjoy that. Maybe it's time to get in there and just go someplace.
That's what you have to get your motorcycle.
You don't want to end up having to go to the bathroom and end up in some creepy bathroom in some gas station.
Yeah, that is the one thing. I had to like pee on the side of the road once, so I was like, oh, this would be a good way to get arrested. But
yeah, that could be a little creepy. But maybe just to get a little snack cruise down there, that might be good. Beaches are still closed though, right? Like the big beaches.
Yeah, I mean you can't get out, and you know the ones with the big parking lots and stuff. But like you can drive past, you know, there's that Zuma Beach, and there's actually still people surfing. You know, those guys can't stop the waves. You know, so there were still people out there surfing a little bit, and but there's not too many people, and the cops are definitely kind of policing it. They don't want people setting up like barbecues or anything. So
yeah, I'm following all the rules, but I also don't want to accept it.
Right.
Like, let's just live this way for the rest of our lives kind of thing. Like, everyone's getting cutesy with their masks. And like, look at my camouflage one, and look at me. I look like a Darth Vader. It's like, no, I'm not going to have fun with this.
Right.
I'm not going to enjoy this. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not going to make this one of the funny things I get used to. It's like, how about we just get through this and have Elon Musk show up and fix this shit so I can not wear a mask?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the thing that's kind of missing is this whole, like, especially if you're kind of running a country like this, your whole thing is like you can ask anybody to help you do something. So it's like,
yeah,
why don't you get Bill Gates and Elon Musk and all these geniuses together, and how do we approach this, or how do we do this? And it seems like this is a time where everyone wants to figure out on their own, and I don't think that's the way to do it.
Right, exactly, because there's no leadership at the top telling you, acting like a rational person that's going to give you real guidance. So it's just kind of all just, this is the result of that. It's just everybody scrambling and having different things in different places, and everybody's uncoordinated. And that's why, unfortunately, that's why I think some of the things are going to last a little longer, because it's not a, hey, we're all in this together. It's a, everybody just figure it out for yourself kind of attitude.
Right.
So, you know, that's a real absence. And that you see in these moments, like what real true leadership is about, and what it really does for people. And when you don't have it, it becomes a little chaotic for sure. I mean, like even if we dust up all our stuff in California, you make it really, you figure it out, and everybody has their rules, and we're going to not use these reusable bags, and we're going to use our face masks, and we're going to stay inside until this time, and that's great, and we keep our death rate low, and everybody's all happy, and everything, we flatten the curve, great. And then everybody from Alabama gets on an airplane and shows up.
Right.
You know, what was all that work for?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole, I think I don't know if I told you, I had this, I posted this thing about the economy there, because it's like, you know, we have 40 million people in California. That's the most by 10 million. I think Texas is the closest. And our state is the fourth biggest economy in the world. Like we're behind the US, China, Japan, and Germany. So there's a lot to protect here. And so a guy who, you know, there's even people are like, oh, well, you know, you don't have as many cases because you're not, people aren't on top of each other like New York City. I was like, have you been to San Francisco? That's all it is. Like, they just locked the whole city down early and, you know, and didn't mess around. But yeah, if I was sacrificing all that money in this economy and, you know, all these people from Arizona where they have no lockdown or any of these other states just came in, I would have like a quarantine like they have for pets, you know, like if you bring your cat here, you have to wait like a month. That's what they
right. Yeah, exactly. Oh, batshit crazy. So what have you been watching?
Well, I watched it's funny. I watched a little of the Ozark. It's hard to just watch. I don't know about you. Oh, by the way, great job on the Comedy Gives Back thing. I don't know if a lot of people watched
you. Yeah, that was good.
You hosted the last hour and had Jim Gaffigan on. I'm wondering if that reinforces your choice to be in LA for this, because I have no idea why.
he hasn't
extracted himself from that situation. He's got five kids and a wife who you know, who battled cancer at least in the last year or two, and he said his big thing is that he goes down the stairs and brings up boxes. That's his big outing for the day. Like, he doesn't even go outside.
Yeah, no, New York is definitely a little rougher in that regard, for sure. What's your take on these people that are out there wearing masks just to walk around the neighborhood in, like, suburbia?
Well, I will say this. So my parents, their thing was, because my mom likes running and walking around, but so many people are still kind of interacting. And then, obviously, if you're on a sidewalk, you're not 6 feet away from somebody when you're walking by them. Yeah, so I think the big loophole is to start riding your bike. Because there's all these great bike paths and stuff.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing to do.
So I think that's what I'm gonna start doing that a little bit. Because I'm
in the middle of a Harry Potter marathon right now.
Oh really? I will. Yeah, I don't think I've watched all of them. I never know which
catch
one,
up.
Though.
We're on the third one tonight. We go into the third and fourth. You can start off on the first one tonight. You can. If you start today, it's kind of cloudy out. You could probably draw the curtains and catch up.
Well, yeah, I will say that's the other thing that's like really destroying people in California is the fact that we've gotten more rain in the last couple weeks than we've gotten in like the last 5 years, which is probably...
I know, it's ridiculous.
It's great for the crops or whatever, but I mean, it's so crazy that everyone not only is not working... is staying inside, but now can't go outside because it's just been, it's been raining here since yesterday morning. So
I know, very upsetting.
But I'd watched a little of the Sopranos. Last two seasons of the Sopranos, I kind of rewatched, and that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's always good. That's a really good one.
When they stole all
How about the sad news about, we had two unfortunate things. The great Vic Henley passed away. Very funny comedian out of New York City. Non-corona related thing. But still very, very sad. He was a New York staple. And then, of course, the great John Prine passed away yesterday.
Yeah, that was... And that was my other one, you know, was Bill Withers. I was a giant Bill Withers fan.
Yeah.
And just he and John Prine, you know, even I will say it was from the show that he did with you guys. I became like a huge fan. That was only like 2 or 3 years ago because he had battled, you know, he's battled health problems a couple times, right? And came back and then, you know, was however old he was and came out with this great album like 2 years ago and kind of had a resurgence. And so that was really sad.
Yeah, it was too bad. It was he was the greatest. I was happy to have had a chance to meet him. But it was a sad one. He was a great. I mean, what a writer! Holy cow! Just one of the great American poets, really.
But also, both of those guys, if you've heard interviews, and by the way, I did hear that you did another interview on Bullseye, I think, that Jesse Thorne thing.
Yeah, so, how'd that come out?
Yeah, that was good. And that actually, he somehow, because that's a kid who kind of early on was doing the podcast, and he had Bill Withers on like years ago. And it was like an amazing interview, you know, because Bill Withers is from like West Virginia and like, you know, like a coal mining town, and went in the service and like was fixing bathrooms on airlines, on airplanes, and just decided like when he's 32 to like learn how to play guitar. And it was like an amazing story. And he had a really great interview with him. And
that's great.
Yeah. So
he's a good interviewer, Jesse Thorne on Bullseye.
Yeah, so that was great. And then you had a really good interview just about the state of things now, because that's probably the only time you've done an interview the other way, right? You're talking to all these other people. That was probably the first time somebody asked
I did a couple. I did one for KPCC, and I did one for Bullseye. I've done a couple, but yeah. No, he's good, and I like that show, and I always wanted to do it. It was just a little unfortunate that I couldn't go into the studio. We had to do it remotely.
Right, right. Yeah, what was the story, before I forget, about the when you told me, because I always asked you if you met any of those guys, like when they do the Live From Here show, any of the music guys, and you said you were in the elevator with John Prine, right?
Yeah, that was after rehearsal, and they didn't know I was with the show, and it was just him and his managers, I guess, and a couple people from the record label, and going back between the rehearsal and the show, and they were telling him what time they want. They said, you know, the show wants you to be back over there at 4 o'clock. And he said, but isn't the show at 6? And he said, yeah, but they want to make sure you're there, so they want to have you come over there around 4. And he said, "Nah, let's go at 6. Let's see what they look like nervous." It was such a great line.
Yeah, and it's
just
like
from a guy who's been just around the block 1,000 times, a professional. I'll be there. They don't, you know, they want to get all uptight and crazy. That might be actually fun for us to see.
Right, right. And it's and one of those guys that kind of speaks in those, you know, like just those phrases that everything's funny. Like everything the guy said was funny, you know. Just
everything.
Just had a way of saying stuff.
A real wit. And it really came through in his writing, 100%. Super cool.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll take your advice. Maybe I'll get in a car and cruise down to the beach. Maybe that would be a fun thing to do.
Yeah, it is pretty strange to see the you know, like the Santa Monica Pier and the Malibu Pier just closed like that. It's kind of surreal.
Weird. They say that the LA's, this is the best air quality that Los Angeles has had in decades.
So just because of the driving
cars.
Right?
Yeah. It does feel it when you're out there. It's like, oh, yeah, something's different here.
Yeah,
it really is amazing how quickly the planet will just heal itself when we're not around.
Yeah, and you can see it just from, you know, like after a day of rain and nobody driving, you're like, I can see to like Santa Barbara. Like, you know what I mean? It's so clear.
I know. It's amazing. It's so crazed. All right, cool. Well, if people want more content, they can go to Patreon and sign up and subscribe for there. We're putting more stuff up on the Patreon account. Go to patreon.com, come to Papa, and you can be a part of that and help fund the podcast during these slim times. We'll be posting some bonus stuff on there after today's show, and we will post that this afternoon. And for everybody else, you can pre-order my book, You're Doing Great and Other Reasons to Stay Alive, is available for pre-order right now. Any place you get your books, Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com, any of those places, you can get your pre-orders in right now. And once everything else becomes clear, it seems like the tour is going to start up in September, hopefully. Hopefully everything will go according to plan and we'll be back on the road then. So you can look at your dates there. And if there were any dates where we were coming to your town that have been rescheduled, you can find up the notices of the new dates and whatever the ticket policies are in those places. And that's it. We'll maybe we should do a couple a week. Why the hell not? Nothing else to do.
Yeah, well, and everyone's been really nice. Everyone was worried that I was still wearing sweatpants for my senior pictures. That comment was that was for fourth grade. Was the picture day? That's wearing sweatpants.
Too funny. All right, everybody, enjoy your life.